Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Before we go any further, breathe with me and say, I know who I play for. Today's message is about those moments life hits you with a reset you didn't ask for. The moments that feel like endings, interruptions, or disappointments, but are actually sacred invitations to a higher path. Let's ground ourselves in Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. A reset doesn't always look like a blessing at first. Sometimes it feels like a loss, like chaos, or like being set back. But the divine is always capable of making a way, bringing rivers to dry places, new paths where none existed. Let me share a story about a reset I absolutely didn't ask for, but one that ended up changing my entire life. My mother had a stroke, and less than a month later, she had a heart attack. At that point in my career, I had just finished helping Wyoming Concrete go public. I was working for the Rizzos, another Italian company, and my life was all about climbing, winning, and building. But suddenly, none of that mattered. My father had died when I was 22 years old, and now my mom was all I had left. I didn't want to live with the regret of not being there for her, not doing what was needed to be done to get her back to health. So I made the decision that shocked everyone, including myself. I quit. I walked away from a career I had worked so hard to build. You have to understand, my mother wasn't just my parent. She was the person holding down my family. She was the one taking my kids to school, picking them up, making sure they got to all of their activities so I could work long hours and chase my dreams. But now, who was I going to trust with my children? There was nobody else dependable enough, so I made the only choice I could live with. I quit. I didn't know what was coming next. I lived off my savings for a while, but the savings dwindled fast. And even though I didn't know how we'd make it, I knew punching a clock for someone else just wasn't in my spirit anymore. That old way of living, that old structure, was gone. Then out of the blue, I got a call from a colleague. He needed a phone system installed for one of his clients. I told him what I'd recommend, and he called me back and said, "Why don't you just do it? I trust your work, and I think you should handle it yourself." I told him I can. I'm caring for my mom and my kids. And he replied, "Tina, we don't care what time you do it. You could stall it in the middle of the night if you want. We just want your expertise." That was the spark that started my entrepreneurial journey. Suddenly, I started to see that my skills, my experience, my wisdom, none of it was wasted. I just needed to look at them in a new way. What started as a desperate reset became a launching pad for everything I do today. Now I teach other people how to do the same thing, how to translate the value of who you are into new opportunities, no matter what life throws your way. So if you're facing a reset you didn't ask for, hear me. I know who I play for. Your story doesn't end with a setback. Sometimes it's the universe, the divine, God, making space for your next chapter. When I think about that season, I'm reminded of Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? At the time, I couldn't see any new thing. All I could see was what I was losing. But just as the scripture promised, a way was made in my wilderness, a new beginning that I could have never planned for myself. Neville Goddard teaches every apparent setback is a divine pruning, making space for new growth. Florence Scovel Shinn says, every delay is for your protection. Every setback is for a comeback. The law of rhythm reminds us that life moves in cycles. What feels like an ending is so often a necessary pause before the next rise. I had to trust that what looked like a loss was actually divine order. I had to surrender the old so that the new could be born. Now let's take a few minutes to really be honest with ourselves about the resets in our lives. If you have a journal, grab it. If not, let these questions move through your mind or speak your answers out loud. Sometimes hearing your own truth is the first step to change. First, let's get real about what's been lost. What was the reset in your life that you didn't ask for? Was it a job loss, a business closing, a divorce, a health crisis, a loved one's illness, or simply a sudden change of direction? How did you feel in the days or weeks right after? Did you feel shocked, angry, numb, relieved, or just lost? Did you try to fight it at first, or did you surrender right away? Is there a part of you still grieving what you thought it would be? Now, look for the gifts. Looking back, have you started to see any new opportunities, people, or possibilities that showed up only because of the reset? Are there any old dreams, skills, or parts of yourself that you rediscovered in the wilderness of starting over? Is there any part of your story now that you can genuinely say, I'm grateful this happened, even though it hurt? Let's check in with resistance. Where are you still holding on to what was, even though you know it's time to let go? Are you comparing yourself to where you should be, or can you honor exactly where you are right now? What would it feel like to open your hands, to release your grip on the past, and trust that something new is ready to come? Now I want you to affirm and set intention. Writers say, I know who I play for, and I trust the reset. I am open to new beginnings. My worth is not defined by what I lost, but by who I am becoming. Let yourself sit quietly for a minute, breathing with your hand over your heart. Visualize a new path appearing in front of you, one you would never have predicted, but one that was always meant for you. Promise yourself to take just one step in that direction today, even if it's just reaching out to someone, learning a new skill, or simply allowing yourself to hope again. Let's take a few minutes to move from surviving your reset to actually trusting it. If you're able, close your eyes and settle in. If you're out and about, just let these words move through you. Take a deep breath in. Now let it out slowly. With every inhale, invite possibility. With every exhale, let go of old fear. Now, imagine you're sitting in a clearing after a storm. The landscape looks different, maybe even a little bare. The things you used to rely on are gone, but the ground is rich. The air is fresh. There is a gentle sunlight breaking through the clouds. You look around and realize you have survived. And not just survived, you have space to plant something new. Feel the earth beneath your feet. Root yourself in your body. Let the breeze remind you life is moving forward. You're being carried by a greater rhythm, even if you don't understand it yet. Now I'll say a phrase, repeat it after me, in your mind or out loud. I release the need to control the past. I forgive myself for not having all the answers. I am open to new beginnings, even if I don't see them yet. Every reset is a doorway to something greater. I bless what is leaving, and I welcome what is coming. I am safe to start again. My gifts and wisdom are needed in new ways. The divine is making a way for me, even in the wilderness. I trust that what is for me will not pass me by. I know who I play for, and I'm ready for my new chapter. Let's sit with that last one together. I know who I play for, and I'm ready for my new chapter. Take another breath. Visualize yourself taking just one step forward on this new ground. Feel the courage growing in you, not because you know every answer, but because you know you are held, guided, and worthy of good things ahead. As the music fades, let this peace carry you into the rest of your day. You are not starting over. You are starting from wisdom, from strength, and from faith. Resets are never easy, but they are never the end. If today's episode touched your heart or helped you see your own reset in a new light, I want to invite you to keep walking this path with us. You can visit happyhealthywholerich.com to download today's affirmation track, share your story, and join a community of people just like you who are growing through what they've gone through. Remember, you're not alone. The very thing you didn't ask for might be the soil your new purpose grows from. Stay open. Stay willing, and above all, remember who you play for. I see you the next time for another episode of Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. Let's say it together one more time. I know who I play for. Stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.